We still have motor vehicle renewals and things like that. Those are not going to stop. Taxes are going to be due next month, so all that's going to continue. We're going to have an election coming up, so we're going to have absentee voting starting next month. We're not quite sure how that election will look, but there will be an election, and we're going to have to figure out how to deal with that as well. So our employees will remain busy. What we're looking at to try and protect them is the possibility of splitting our shifts so that a portion of the employees might work one week and another portion another week in an effort to limit exposure if somebody does come in contact with someone that has the virus, that we don't have our entire staff on lockdown at the same two-week time period. We're doing the best we can to deal with a rather difficult situation.